The BMC Amy Z Talk and Coffeeware Modern Mainframe podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, soundcloud.com/modern mainframe. Coffeeware is now BMC Coffeeware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hey everyone, welcome to the Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Today's guest for 5Q is Coffeeware Solution Consultant, Roland Kinsman. Hi Roland, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hey Matt, I'm doing great.
Good. So I have five questions here, and I'm eager to hear your responses. Shall we get started?
Yep.
Okay. So the first question is, what do you see as the most important issue in mainframe development today?
Okay, well, I would say overall in mainframe development, the most important issue is turning over mainframe development to the next generation. And I'm going to sneak in, related to that, a couple of other issues. One is kind of the elephant in the room, which is the issue of recruiting new talent for mainframe development. And I think people in the younger generation, for the most part, are interested in a more, what we call, what else old guys call, a modern user interface. And what I've heard in surveys is that developers it's not so much that they're not interested in the mainframe, but it's the user interface, the TSOISPF that's annoying. And related to that is people who are currently working in mainframe development who have been there for 20, 30, sometimes 40 years, a big issue is resistance to moving over to the modern interface. Right. So, but that is absolutely needed to mentor and socialize new developers in the mainframe environment. They're looking to these senior people for leadership and guidance. And when the example they see is of people using the older user interface, it makes it difficult for them to transition into using the mainframe. So just to summarize, overall, it's turning over development to the next generation. And with those are related the couple of issues. So
right. And we've discussed that a lot throughout podcasts, blog posts, articles. So hopefully people are catching on.
Yep.
So you currently work as a solution consultant. Can you explain that role in more detail?
Absolutely. So I love my role as a solution consultant. I like to say if I could have designed a job for Roland, this would be it. So a large part of my job is just being the go-to expert. So I really like, before COVID, when I could get on site with a customer, going into a conference room with a room full of people and having the heads turn toward me and say, so can you explain this? Or what do you think? What do you think we should do next? And being able to explain that. So I get involved with customers in both pre-sales and post-sales situations. In a pre-sale situation, I do demonstrations and presentations. And in a post-sale situation, I do training and issue resolution and just general advice. How can you get the most out of your investment in Coffeeware software?
So as you work with these customers, what do you see as their biggest priority on the mainframe?
Mostly, I would say a lot of our customers are in kind of status quo mode, which is kind of discouraging. I think the mainframe has so much potential and so much value in an organization. It would be nice to see it utilized more for the strengths that it has, the massive transaction processing capabilities. But in a lot of times, places where I go, I see developers being kind of discouraged, and they get the definite feeling that, oh yeah, if our organization could get rid of the mainframe, they would. But there's so much processing investment in it, they can't. But they're not willing to enhance the software. They just want to keep it going.
And what do you think? How do you think you can get past that?
From a vendor standpoint, the main thing is to bring ourselves to the position of being a trusted advisor and gaining trust and confidence of people at the executive level and helping them see the value of the mainframe and see how the mainframe can be integrated into the rest of the IT organization as a regular player, not a separate silo.
And really, that's part of your job role.
Absolutely. That's one of the big roles.
So in your role as a solution consultant, working with customers to help them achieve their goals, what do you think is the biggest adjustment organizations have had to make as they adapt DevOps and Agile?
Again, I think it's just a matter of what we like to call it at CompuWare, mainstreaming the mainframe, making it not a separate silo that does its own things its own way, but making it a part of the entire organization, of the entire IT operation. So I think the biggest thing is just integration.
You wrote a blog post back in July, Becoming Agile and Technical Support. What do you mean by that? How can that be achieved?
So my background is in technical support. I actually started as a COBOL programmer, but then after just a few years moved into technical support. And I'm very passionate about it. But when I was in technical support, we would install vendor software. And at the time of the installation, we'd apply current maintenance and then basically forget about it until one of two things happened. Either the software was broken and we needed to apply a fix, or the release that we were currently running was no longer supported and we needed to upgrade to continue to have support. But the world has changed since the 1980s and 90s. CompuWare especially is coming out with new features and new capabilities on a regular basis. And in order to make that software available to their customers, their internal customers, they need to instill processes and policies to keep up to date with the software. So it's a matter of, instead of just install and forget, it's a priority to continually maintain that. So CompuWare delivers continuously. We need our customers to consume that software continuously.
And that's probably also byproduct of the prevalence of the internet and the speed that you don't have to send out tapes or discs anymore. People can kind of update in real time.
The process is by all means a lot more efficient. I remember times when a software vendor would fax what we call a zap to me, and I had to type it in correctly based on that piece of paper that I got off the fax machine. Well, those days are much things are much more modern for us. They're a lot more efficient. But the problem is, a lot of organizations still have processes that slow down putting new software onto the mainframe that are still left over from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Well, that's it for the five questions. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of bonus questions.
Okay.
What question would you or do you ask someone who works on the mainframe?
I always find it interesting how they got started, how they ended up in mainframe data processing, and also how they ended up where they are now. I like what people's journey is.
And often it's quite random, varied histories for people.
Yeah, absolutely. You hear about people who started out on a warehouse floor and, there was a notice on the bulletin board that says, you know, we have a class in computers. Would you be interested? And they end up in IT data processing as a result of that, something like that.
So one final question. You love technology. What's your favorite technological advancement of the last 20 years?
I would easily respond the phenomenon of the iPhone and what a couple of years later followed the Android device. And my favorite thing about that is prior to the advent of the iPhone, there was no one out there pining for or asking for a slab of glass to be used as a phone. Everything had to have a keyboard. It had an antenna. It had a flip open type of device. Nobody thought of the idea of having just a simple slab of glass. And it's become, you know, ubiquitous and popular. And one of my big principles is, yes, by all means, ask the customer. But sometimes you have to give the customer something they didn't even realize they wanted. And right. And that's where real genius comes out.
That's true. So thank you for taking the time to join us.
Okay.
It's been very interesting. Thanks.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much.
And thank you to everyone out there listening. We appreciate it. To hear from more 5Q episodes or any of our other podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/modernmainframe, or you can just go on your favorite podcast app or website. So until next time, take care.
The BMC Amy Z Talk and Copyware Modern Mainframe podcasts have joined forces. You can find your favorite episodes from both podcasts, as well as new insight and discussion, soundcloud.com/modernmainframe. Copyware is now BMC Copyware, providing a complete app dev toolkit which enables you to make the mainframe as adaptive as any other platform and start your journey to becoming an autonomous digital enterprise with a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.